Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. We're so glad that each and every one of you joined us today for the program. We are here today, and I've got Martita Stanton with me in the studio. Hey, Martita.
Hey, Kevin. How are you? And hello, everyone.
Yeah, we're going to bring a topical study of the Bible to each and every one of you, and we're going to talk a little bit about faith today. I'm going to just dive right in there. And it's such a broad topic. I mean, we could talk about faith for
a month, really,
in all honesty, with everything that's in the Bible. But our goal is that each and every one of you would experience a new journey each day in the Word of God, that you would just be encouraged, that you would be strengthened, that God would give you wisdom and how to do life right. And our goal in doing this each and every day during the week is to benefit you guys out there and to show you how you can live successfully for the Lord, and you can learn from the Bible. You can apply the Word to your everyday situations and see incredible things begin to happen in every area of your life. And all of that happens through faith.
It sure does. I also want to say that the program, one good thing about it is that you have one topic to concentrate a day.
Yeah.
So you don't have this whole huge amount of things that you go, oh my gosh, all these things I got to learn. We break it down to one little thing a day.
Yeah.
And then you can meditate on that one day, and it helps you.
Sure.
And then the next day you add to it, and it is exciting because we can break it in little bite size.
Yes. Bite size pieces.
Yes.
Easy to digest.
Yes.
So, wow, Martita, and faith is a big bite. You know, if you want to talk about a topic that's, you know, like gigantic, you know, you got to eat giant things one bite at a time.
Yes.
You know, one little bit. And just so let's just dive in on this topic of faith today. And, you know, we have to start in the hall of faith, the number one scripture of all time when it comes to faith. And that's Hebrews 11. One, I think you were going to read it out of the Amplified, right?
Yes, I am. I usually use the New Living Translation because it's easy to understand, but I really like this. Now, faith is the assurance, confidence, substance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses.
Wow. In the New Living Translation, it says that faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. So I love the correlation between those. But, you know, faith is an assurance. It's a confidence.
The assurance, it's refers to the high degree of certainty that something is accurate, complete, and usable. It's something that it's assurance is like, this is true.
Right. Like, I'm fully persuaded that this is true. It's not hope.
No, it is a fact. It is, I take this as it is a fact. Okay, so I love that. Now faith is the assurance. It's something that I totally have confidence and substance. And if we go to confidence, it's the feeling of belief that we can rely on something or someone. In this case, our faith in Christ, our faith in God is, I have 100+, you know, like somebody asked me one time, how do you know? And it's like, I know that, I know.
Yeah.
And when you have that, that's faith.
You know, you see all through the Bible, different characters in the Bible, not characters per se, but different people in the Bible that were in the hall of faith, you know, and different people that walked in powerful moments of faith. And every one of them, when you see what they did, what they accomplished, between from Moses parting the Red Sea, you know, to David killing the giant. All of them had this
Abraham
one.
Abraham having a child at 100-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. They all had that one thing that you're talking about in common. They had confidence, you know, and that belief that God was going to be there for them.
I love that.
I do too. I think it's great.
And getting there is what we're trying to get to. Because it's easier said than done for a lot of people go,
Yeah,
but how do I do that? It's through relationship.
Sure.
When you have a relationship with the Lord, the closer you get to Him, the more that assurance comes.
Absolutely.
By spending time with Him. So sure. let's keep going in there. It says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. So let's go to the difference between hope and faith.
Right.
Hope is an anticipation, an expectation of something good that's going to happen in the future. So hope is, I'm hoping this is going to happen. Faith is, I know it's going to happen.
In many instances, it's actually saying, I know it's already happened.
Exactly.
With the cross and the finished work of Jesus. You know?
Exactly.
That God has already given us everything.
So it has happened.
I
might not see it yet in the physical, but in the spirit, it is already done and it's going to manifest.
Yeah.
Hoping is a desire that I hope this is going to happen.
Right.
Faith is knowing it is done deal. By His stripes, I am healed.
Right.
Therefore, my body.
And that's that confidence that we were talking about.
It's knowing that you know that you know. When my daughter went to surgery, and I've mentioned this before, when she was 15, and we prayed, and I remember the day that I said to her, what are you believing for?
Right.
Because it was like we weren't
so
matching. And she says, I believe I'm going to go to surgery. They're going to remove the entire tumor, and it's going to be a done deal. I'm going to come out. Nothing else is left in there. I will have no pain, and I'm going to be completely whole.
Right.
I said, that's what you're standing on. She goes, Mom, yes. And I said, then I come in agreement with you.
Wow.
And the moment
that's
we
so
did
powerful.
That, the faith that we had was so strong, then the fear and the anxiety was totally gone.
Sure.
We were in total peace. And when she went to surgery, we had just come from a Guatemala missions trip. So we arrived from the mission trip today. I did all the laundry. The next morning we left down to South Florida for the surgery. And when she was in surgery, my husband and I were waiting, but we were so tired. We went to sleep and we slept the whole time she was in surgery. And my brother arrived and says, oh, she's out. I said, no. And he goes, how can you be sleeping? And we're like, it's a done deal.
Right.
God did it.
Yeah, we're already believing for the result to happen exactly the way we believed.
So a result of that faith was total peace.
Right. And in that, you could sleep.
Yes.
That's so good. You know, I want to hit everybody up that's listening right now, because I think that a lot of people, Martita, get out there and there's situations going on in their life. There's things happening to them. There's circumstances maybe even beyond their control that they need to apply faith to, and they need to trust God in those situations. But I think they're hoping. I don't know that they're in faith. I think a lot of you guys are actually hoping that God's going to do something. You're hoping it's going to work out. You know, you want to believe that all things are going to work together for good, you know, but you still have that fear, that little sideline of an issue of, I don't know for sure. And you see, that's lacking that confidence and that assurance that we were talking about, you know, just a minute ago. If we're going to stand in faith with the Lord at His word, if there's one thing you can stand on with full confidence and full assurance, you know, it's got to be the word of God. So, you know, we've got to encourage people to do that. You know, we've got to encourage people.
Yes. And so let's go into it. How do I get that faith? Well, go to the word and find out exactly what you need. So if you're dealing with physical issues,
right,
find all the healing verses in the Bible that says, by His stripes you are healed. You are healed. Every infirmity He took in His body. So find the word and start decreeing that word over your life. And the more you say it, faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God, which means that the more you say it, read it out loud, you hear it, and then meditate on it. Say, okay, this is what it means, and I choose to receive that. Right. And the more you do that, the more it becomes reality to you. If it's money that you need, if you are in financial need, go to the verses that says he provides everything for you.
Right.
And then get them. It doesn't matter if you need peace, whatever the subject is.
Right.
You find those words, and it's simple. Google it. Put in a Google, say, what does the Bible say about finances? What
right.
does the Bible say about mourning? What does the Bible say about healing? Find those verses and start reading them, and then take them to heart.
Yeah.
And that's how your faith will grow.
That's good. You know, I think the real question that you're saying is, why do we need faith?
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of different situations, circumstances, but why do we need it in our lives? And there's a lot of scriptures that talk about why we need faith in our lives. So what would you think are a couple of different ideas or thoughts behind why we would need faith?
Well, let me start with this one, Hebrews 11:6. This is a New Living Translation. And it is impossible to please God without faith.
Wow,
anyone
so
who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him.
Wow.
Again, it says, believe. The person must believe. That's our job. He did it
right.
all. He came. He lived the perfect life. He died on the cross. He took every infirmity, every disease, every sin on his life. He rose from the dead. Now he's at the right hand of the Father.
Right.
He's done it all. Our job is to believe he did.
Sure.
And stand on it.
Well, what I love about this is that, you know, faith is the catalyst of belief.
Yes.
There's a lot of people out there, and there may even be someone who's listening to the program today, Martita, that doesn't believe in God. They don't have faith. They're not believing that this Bible is true. They're not believing that God exists. And he's saying, if it's impossible to please God without faith, because to have faith means that first you actually believe that God exists.
Yes.
You know, and God cannot enter into your life, and God cannot help you. God is not going to do anything for you, towards you, or anything, you know, apart from your will of asking him to come in. He gave you a free will. You do not have to believe in him.
That's right.
You are not required to do that, to live in this life. But there is an eternal reward and an eternal life that you cannot enter into without a belief in God, because Jesus said, no one's coming to the Father except through me. So yes, you can live your life here on the earth. You can have all the fun you want, you can work as hard as you want and amass the greatest of wealth and riches and live totally for yourself apart from God. And God will allow that. It's not, you know, something you can't do. But when you die, God, you are going to be in a position where you face a day where you're going to wish you had faith when you don't have it. Because if you didn't believe that God exists and then you find out he does exist, you're going to be in a little bit of a situation there, you know, because he is going to reward those who have sincerely sought after him, who have been seeking him in their life. And you're not going to seek God if you don't believe in him.
Yes.
So that's another reason why it's so important for us to share. Jesus is real, guys.
Jesus is
alive. He went to the cross. He died on the cross to take the place and the punishment for your sins so that you could be reconciled to God, so that you could have a relationship with Christ himself. So whoever it is that's out there listening, because this is kind of a little side note, you know, we want you to know today that Jesus is real, and he is seeking those who will have faith in him. Try having faith in God and watch God reveal himself to each and every one of you as you do.
And realize this, life, the most you live is 100 years old. Because nowadays, there's a lot of people that are 100 years old.
Yeah, for sure.
But when you die, and that's when you really are alive, it's eternity.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference. 100 years versus eternity.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you are thinking, but what, how can I do this? Talk to the Lord. I said, Lord, who are you? I don't know you. Show yourself to me. Yeah. I want to understand this. You have to get out of your mind and trying to figure it out. This is a heart issue. And say, Lord, I need you to become real to me.
Yeah. I always said that in my life. I always said, God, show me you're real and I'll do this. I'll give you my life. And he showed himself real to me. He revealed himself. He healed my body because I was willing to allow him to. And I said, God, you know, show me you're real. And he did. And I had to, at that point, now I have to own up my part.
Right.
I said, you show me you're real, I'll give you my life. He's like, okay, I'm real. You're going to give me your life? Some people still don't.
Right.
Even in a situation like that. But I did. I surrendered my life to Jesus, and my life's never been the same. It's been one of the greatest decisions I ever made.
It doesn't matter what you've done.
Nope.
Where you're at, who you are, where you're from. It doesn't matter race, color,
education,
and nothing. He died for you.
Every one of them.
That's right.
That's so good. You know, in Romans 1, 16 and 17, I want to read it from the NIV. It says this, that the righteous, those who are the righteousness of God, live by faith. And, you know, the first thing it says is, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God for the salvation of everyone who what?
Who believes.
Here we go again. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, and a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. What does that mean, the righteous shall live by faith? It means that I have been made perfect, okay? To have a relationship with a holy God, you have to be holy yourself.
Yes.
And in our own strength, we will never be holy enough to match the holiness of God, to have a sincere relationship with him. So God sent his son, Jesus Christ, you know, to who was holy as well, to come and take our place, and he traded our sin for his righteousness so that we could actually obtain by faith a righteous status in our life so that we could be holy even though we're not.
Mm-hmm.
We've been by faith made holy if we believe in Jesus Christ, and then we can have a relationship with our Heavenly Father.
And understand that we're a spirit, soul, and body. So when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, every sin, everything is forgiven.
Right.
Our spirit is completely renewed and made holy, perfect. There's no sin in our spirit. So we communicate to the Father spirit to spirit.
Right.
Our bodies and our minds are still not perfect.
Right.
That's why we have to renew our mind daily.
We can be carnally minded,
exactly,
is what the Bible says, which means to just be earthly minded.
Exactly. That's why it says renew your mind with the word of God daily. The more we renew our minds with the word of God, the more we change.
Sure.
It's a matter of what are you looking at? What are you listening to? Who are you hanging around with?
So true.
Yes. You know, when you want to become a doctor, you have to study for many years and practice and practice and practice, and then you become a doctor. It takes time, but you change. When you become a Christian, you start learning and learning and learning, and before you know it,
what does it mean to be a Christian?
You become.
Right.
It's a process that is your life, the whole life. And you change through life.
I've been
a Christian since I was 15, and I learn every day something new from the Lord.
Right.
The word is life. And you will learn something. He will speak to you daily. And it will transform you.
Yeah. So I love the scenario here in Mark 11, 22 through 24. You know, Jesus is with his disciples, and they're hanging out. And this is what he said to his disciples. He says, have faith in God. I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. And I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you received it, it will be yours. Okay? And, you know, this is all happening when Jesus had cursed the fig tree and it died within 24 hours. And the disciples were just blown away, you know, because he believed it, he spoke it, and the tree responded to his words because his words had power, because they had faith behind them. Yes. You see, we can speak a lot of things in our life by faith and see the power of God released over those situations, but a lot of us are just speaking words.
Yes.
So we're not. There's no faith attached to them, so they're powerless.
So first, have faith in God.
Right.
Then we speak to the issue, whatever it is. It could be an issue, or you can be just blessing somebody.
Yeah.
You speak. So the next thing you have to do is you speak. Then you must really believe within your heart that what you're saying, it is done.
Right.
Okay. And then you will receive it. It's all yours. But you have to. So the Lord provided everything. Our job is to have faith in God, to speak.
Right.
To believe, stand on it, and receive it.
Yeah. I think the biggest issue that many of us face in our lives is that doubt.
Yes.
You know, I think doubt and it creates fear, and fear is the opposite of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But fear is, you know, having faith in what could go wrong. It's believing for the negative side of things to come to pass. And that's doubt. It says that, yeah, I believe God can do it, but will he do it for me? And the answer is yes, all things are possible to those who what? Believe, who have faith. So as we have faith, know this, everybody that's listening, all things are possible to you if you believe. You can say to a mountain, be removed, cast in the sea, and if you do not doubt in your heart, it says you will have what you ask. And, you know, that all happens when we eliminate doubt. So if you're struggling with something in your life right now, a situation or a circumstance, go after the doubt and get it out. And then you'll see through faith God begin to move and operate in your life in a more powerful way. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back to talk a little bit more about faith, Martina.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my joy.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Hello, everyone. It's Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and it's the National Day of Prayer this Thursday, May the 4th. and we're going to be open at the church all day long. I'm going to personally lead prayer from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m., 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. for lunch, and then from 5:30 to 7 p.m. for the dinner time. And then we're going to close the whole thing out with a time of prayer and worship from 7 to 8:30 in the evening. So we're hoping that you can join us for the National Day of Prayer sometime throughout the day. The church is going to be open all day, so come and pray on the National Day of Prayer. It's going to be powerful. We're located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Florida. If you need more info, call us at 321-452-1012 at the front office. Hope you guys have a great day of prayer on the National Day of Prayer. All right, everybody, we're back. Thanks for joining us again today. It's been such a great day talking about faith here on the program. Thanks again to our sponsors who make faith possible to you today. Yeah, exactly. But Martita, we were talking a little bit during the break, and you said you maybe had a story you want to share, a couple things about faith and just how it's so important. It's such a catalyst for everything that we do in our relationship with God.
I want to simplify it with this little testimony. When my daughter was, I think she was 18 months old, she was very tiny. She was in the 10% of the smallest children, okay? And we had a park behind our house in South Florida, and they had all different kind of things that you can work out. And they had the bars that you crawl through.
Yeah,
you know?
The monkey bars.
Yes. So my husband used to do it. It was too high. She wanted to do it. I'm thinking, she's only 18 months.
Right.
Well, we put her up there. And she's going back and forth on that thing. And then when she got tired, she just let go.
And dropped.
And dropped. Now, we're talking, it was a man size, you know, for a man to do it.
Like your arms over your head, standing
up
high.
Yes, so we're talking 6 feet high.
Right.
And she's this little tiny thing. If she let go and go on the floor, she's going to break a bone.
Right.
She knew we were there. She didn't think about it. She was tired. She just let go.
Yeah, and knew that Dad was there to catch her.
There was no doubt in her mind. She didn't.
Right.
She just smiled. I'm done. Boom.
Just let go.
She will do that with different things.
Better be there.
And we were there. She had that trust in us.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do with the Lord. It's come
sure.
to that moment that we totally trust Him, that we don't think about it. There's no doubt. He's right there.
He's
my dad.
He's going to provide. He's going to supply. He's
Every
going
time,
to be there.
Yes, no matter what.
He's going to move that mountain.
That's right. It's like if you go sit on the you don't check the chair to see if you can sit on it. You just sit on it.
Yeah.
Have
I've had that backfire
faith.
On me a couple of times.
Yeah.
but I still blatantly believed.
Yeah.
The chair would hold me, even though it didn't.
But the difference is God will not fail you.
Absolutely. Never. God's never let me down. And he's the chair that doesn't break.
So, Lord, I pray that you will touch the people that are listening, that they will get a hold of the truth.
Yes.
That you are always there for them. You will never let them down. You will
That's
never
right.
lead them or forsake them.
That's
that
right.
you have their back at all times. You love them with all their heart. Walk with them, Lord.
Yeah.
Open their eyes and their hearts in Jesus' name.
Yeah, amen. You guys, you can have complete trust and confidence in the Lord today. So be fully persuaded and trust Him with all of your heart. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.